tried to end the practice of unfair ticketing in the smaller locales by taking away mayor's courts. Herschel Craig of Columbus and William Seitz of Cincinnati say despite efforts to rein in some of these rogue villages, some tiny towns found a way to continue issuing revenue-raising tickets. So we're looking to shut it down. The village of Price went so far as to establish a civil violation system. The system permits fines of as much as $1,500 to be paid directly to the village. An officer in the village had to pay his salary. Come on, we got our penalty. Write some tickets to pay my salary. I think it was Lobster that brought this up last week. Yet another scenario where you've got corruption involving the Teamsters, and this was Mr. Colley, who will be no longer involved pretty much in anything coming up the first of the month, August. The labor leader charged of extorting $100,000 from a local business. It paid more than $1 million for a Lincoln Park home in 2014. 2 weeks after selling their longtime home in the northern suburbs, John Colley and his wife, Joanne, paid $1.09 million for their home in September of 2014. According to public records, the newly remodeled prairie-style single-family home, 3,600 square feet, four bedrooms, 3.5 baths. The indictment levied last week, charging Colley with attempted extortion, accepting prohibited payments as a legal They were paying because they were fearful and induced by the wrongful use of fears economic loss from threatened work stoppages and other labor unrest unless the cash payments were made. If Colley is convicted, he will have to forfeit $100,000 or his Lincoln Park home. Colley served as international vice president of the central region for the Teamsters from 2006 to 2017, and he's also